We are going to do the word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16. I think I read that. You know that very well. And it tells us that the scripture is the word of God, and it's given to teach us what we need to know. So the word is given to me to teach me what I need to know. So it's up to me to crack the book. Amen. It's up to me. It's available. I mean, in America, it's available. I got something from some charity the other day, and they were asking like for $5 for people who had never had a Bible, never seen a Bible. We walk over Bibles here. Amen. Are you going to get 2 Timothy 3:16? If not, it's okay. I don't know if I gave it to you, but I think I need to read it. Just but as Bishop said, are you getting any help tonight? I'm helping myself. Amen. 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 All scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God, and is what? Profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So thank you, Jesus, for the word. And then let's do Ephesians. No, let's go to 1 Corinthians 3 and 16, because the Lord said, y'all put down your rocks. Jamel used to say walks. Come here, yeah, we're going out there and get them walks. So y'all put down your walks. The Lord said, my body, the church, the body of Christ, which soon will be the bride of Christ. Some say we already are the bride of Christ. I hadn't studied into that, but we're one of both. He said, we got to get healthy. And we got to get rid of gluttony. So that's me. No, you don't say that. I'm saying that's me. That's why I said one of them, I'm going to have to duck and run. He says, 2 Corinthians 3:16, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Go to 2 Corinthians 2 and 16. 6 and 16. 2 Corinthians 6 and 16. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And he said, we didn't read the rest on that other, he said, don't mess up my temple. He said, don't mess up my temple. Don't destroy my temple. And I started to go back and look up, you know, the Old Testament temple. But, you know, David provided much, much money, silver and gold and wood and everything for Solomon to build the temple. It was a beautiful thing. And then it was burned down. And then when they built it again, it was beautiful. Everything perfect. Everything in place. And they took care of it. Well, we have this sanctuary here. Sharon and Tommy are doing a magnificent job taking care of it. What about your body? That's what he said. Now I'm going to talk about me. And you pull out what part you need. What are you putting in that body? We don't come here and just, Bishop said, you know, he said, you're not going to eat in here. You're not going to waste. You're not going to make a mess. Because when he's saying that, he's thinking about all those days he worked out here by himself. But God said, I built you a body, Cora, so you can put your name where you need to. And he said, I made it beautiful, Cora. Ask Jimmy when the first time he saw me, his heart went, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I'm going to get real. Toya said, get real. Well, after Jim and I got married, And we had a trailer out behind his mom and dad's house. All the boys were still at home. Danny, Hugh, and Tiny got married not too long after we got married, but the rest of them were all at home. And I'd go out there, and they just stare at me. I'm telling them, Lord, what is wrong with me? I mean, they just be looking. I mean, years later, I said, why y'all just stare at me? I thought you were pretty, and I wonder how Jimmy gets you. That's what Alpha said. He said, why didn't you take care of that temple like I demanded and required them to take care of my temple place of worship? And then he said, I know. You didn't know that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. He said, but you know now. He said, you know now. He said, I know now. So he said, ask me for wisdom for the perfect diet for you, for me. The exercise that I need to use for me. How to change what the thief has sneaked in and stolen from me. And he said, I am a God of restoration. I am a God of restoration. And this may not apply to some of you by overeating, but are you understudying the Word of God? How many of you are overeating the Word? You're just bulging with the Word of God. And that's the script. That's what the lesson was all leading up to. I want my body healthy. And the part that you can do yourself when it comes to eating and exercising and loving your enemy and talking right and doing right and being like God, do it. Be a doer of the word. You know, we like to skip over that part. We can sing, we can dance, we can shout. But we've got to take hold of the whole gospel. Next time you get ready to eat something and you say, I know I shouldn't eat that. Don't. I was in the house today and got rid of a whole bunch of stuff. Nothing in there to eat. Nothing. I'm just looking for something to snack on. I finally ate a peanut butter and cracker. And then I said, I should have eaten that. Don't. And that's what the word of the Lord is to you tonight and to me. Get healthy. Now, some of us can jump over into it. You know, I used to be a sugar addict. And God supernaturally delivered me from sugar. I can't stand it. You know that honey wheat bread? And people say, well, honey is good for I can't stand it because it's sweet. I put a little tad of sugar in my coffee and I drink tea and a little tad in there. Not sweet. Ask my grandchildren. They get my tea. Oh, it ain't sweet. So now they know to ask, Grandma, is this tea sweet? Nope. Sweet enough for me. But however he delivers you, however he directs you, that's what you do. However he directs me, that's what he do. Let's just say it like this. And sometimes we have to write stuff down. Y'all hold me accountable. Find somebody to hold you accountable. Lord willing, Jesus here, somewhere during this time, y'all's bishop will be in Colorado next year. He went the first time in 1998, has missed one time, 1 year, in all those years. So I should not be overweight next year.